This episode of the Chats by Rotaract Australia podcast is sponsored by Rotary International District 9650 in New South Wales, Australia. This district takes in a large part of northern New South Wales and is home to Rotaract clubs, Rotary clubs, and a handful of Interact clubs. The district has a large focus on supporting and promoting emerging leaders, and this year is focused on celebrating all the things that make Rotary and Rotaract so special.
You're listening to Chats by Rotaract Australia,
where we bring Rotaractors together to inspire, educate and collaborate.
Hey guys, my name is Laura Telford and welcome to this episode of the Chats by Rotaract Australia podcast. Today I am joined by a very special Rotaractor all the way from Adelaide. He is a passionate educator by trade, and in all of his downtime he spends making the Rotaract Club of Salisbury City the best it can possibly be. So welcome, Damien Walker.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Look, we are thrilled to have you. Look, why don't you start by giving us a little bit, telling us a little bit about yourself personally and in Rotaract.
So Damien, I'm 26 years old. I live in Adelaide. I'm a full-time teacher, part-time Rotaractor, or sometimes it's full-time Rotaractor, part-time teacher. Depending on the day and the week, but I'm really passionate about youth empowerment and giving young people a voice, and that's why I'm a teacher, but that's also why I joined Rotaract.
When did you start in Rotaract?
Okay, I can tell you about that, my journey. So I actually started in Rotaract just out of high school, so about 2013-ish, through the connections that I made with a Rotary Club after going to Ripon in 2012. Rotary Youth Program of Enrichment, and then was basically said, hey, we're starting up this Rotaract Club. You look like you've got some free time. And now 7 years later, here I am. And as a result of doing like Rotaract, I got to do things like Ryla and spent basically another seven, well, the same 7 years I spent in Rotaract on Ryla Ripon, doing team leading, coordinating and chairing their programs for District 9500, which is now District 9510.
Amazing. And so, yeah. So you are in South Australia, you're quite well known for your passion, particularly about Ryla. Why is the program so wonderful in your eyes?
I think Ryla and Ripon, just it's a program where young people get to discover parts of themselves that don't necessarily get covered at school. And it's a space where strangers come together and they are able to embrace each other, and people just get a sense of, oh, I'm actually okay the way I am, can be myself, can be authentic. And then that, I think, is the catalyst point of them realizing that they can do anything they set their mind to, be it leadership, be it academics, be it work, whatever it is, they can just achieve it.
And look, I feel like listeners of the podcast know that I have not had the pleasure of attending Ryla. Yeah, and then that expression usually follows.
What?
Look, it just didn't happen at the right time, and life happened, unfortunately. There's a lot of mystique about Ryla, particularly for those who haven't been. If some of our listeners, have heard of this thing called Ryla, but, are still unsure of whether or not they should go and take part in the program, what would you say to them?
I would say just do it, because going into anything, I don't think it's good to know all the details about it, but just know that you would be going into a place that is full of people that want the best for you. And then as a result of that experience with these great people, you've then got a support network for the rest of your life, as well as all these new skills and connections that you can just use and be you.
Amazing. And that's exactly what Rotaract and hopefully Rotary is for so many people around the world. Tell me a little bit about the Salisbury City Rotaract Club. You guys are quite a social justice and activism kind of club, and you really shine through when you say you guys are passionate about diversity and inclusion. Yeah, tell us a little bit more.
So Salisbury City Rotaract Club started back in about 2013. So we chartered officially in August of 2014. But from the very beginning, it was all about young people in the north, being about mental health and being about how we can support young people. And then from that, mental health focus evolved into things like looking at some of the intersections that go with mental health and other things like that. So things like gender, things like LGBTQI issues, things like race and different things like that, and disability as well. So it's from that little focus on mental health, I think we've evolved into this place where anybody who is anyone can come along, they can be who they are, and then give what they can regardless of their situation, their ability, et cetera, et cetera. So I think our members have a really strong sense of what we feel is right and what we feel aligns with Rotary values, even though quite often when we talk about things like race and disability and human rights and things like that, people say, oh, that's political. And I think it's really important that we draw the line. Yes, there is a political agenda, but it's also part of being human to have these rights as well. And it's important that we as Rotarians are supporting this and supporting human rights, because it's important. And if we do it, it can change people's lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, we go to the far-flung corners of the earth and make a difference in communities we'll never get to see. But equally, we need to look at our own patch and make sure that the people close to home are supported and feel acknowledged and welcome in all of our clubs. And I think you guys do that incredibly well. So what are some of the projects that you guys get involved in?
When I was president, one of our biggest focuses was the LGBTQI community. So I am part of the community myself. So it was something that I was passionate about. And at that time, our DRR was also passionate about that issue and working with that issue. So we decided we would go ahead and, I guess, promote ourselves at the Pride March in Adelaide and actually show our commitment to that, as well as embrace our members and people in our district through marching in that Pride March. So we branded our Rotaract shirts, bright cranberry, got all these banners and stuff made up, and actually marched in the Pride March back before COVID. And we did it two times. The first time there was about 50 people, and the second time I think we had about 60. And the second year, the district governor even got on board in the big Rotary car, and we basically drove in that as well. So it was quite really, really important. Even though it's something that we didn't necessarily raise money for, it's something that I think we were promoting that diverse, inclusive aspect of Rotary for and with. The other thing that we've been doing recently is something called Steptember. So this is supporting people with cerebral palsy. Our current president lives with cerebral palsy, and she's really advocating for people to get behind this, because it's with funds that we raise through Steptember that they're able to then purchase equipment and therapy, which is really, really important for people living with CP to be able to live an independent and dignified life. So this year we aim to raise $5,000 in September. It was only the 3rd of September and we actually hit that goal, and currently we're at about $7,000. So I think we're aiming to double that goal by the end. So we're pretty proud of that, and we're pretty passionate about providing opportunities for people regardless of their situation.
And look, I think that is something that is so true about Rotary. You know, we help people and we find these causes, but particularly when we can connect them back to members in our club, you know, it makes it that even that little bit more real. And, you know, members want to go out and raise those funds and participate, because it means so much to everyone. One of the things that Salisbury City Rotaract is also really passionate about is making partnerships with community organisations. How do you guys go about doing that?
Our club's culture was built around a collaboration. So the Salisbury City Rotary Club connected with Salisbury Council, and then they together established our Rotaract Club. And to this day, we have a partnership with Council. They offer us a space. We partnership with events and different things like that. So I think it was just established in our culture. But to do this, and we understand it's important, because I think we realise we can't do as much by ourselves, because we are only a small organisation. We're young people who don't necessarily have the connections. We don't necessarily have the resources. But if we pull with things like Rotary, we pull with Council, we also have a connection with the business association. So it's all the local businesses in our area. If we pull with people like that, we're then able to achieve our goal, but then achieve it on a bigger scale and impact more people.
And look, that's absolutely what we're all about, right? We're about helping people and amplifying that help in any way that we can. So one question I have for you is, what are you most proud of throughout your Rotaract journey?
Ooh, I think just the fact, so I could easily say it's my Paul Harris Fellow or it's the Citizenship Awards I've won, but it's not. The thing I'm most proud of is the achievements that I see on other people. So it's not necessarily what I do. It's what our club has achieved. It's what I have seen other people achieve. So it's really the smiles on people's faces and seeing them because of the support we provided or because of the camp they've been on, like Rala or Ripon, that they have had their quality of life improved. So it's not necessarily a specific thing. It's more of just the act of doing it and seeing other people benefit is really my happiness and my pride. So yeah, it's a bit cheesy, but it is, yeah, it is what it is.
Look, and you know, I think that's exactly what a good and true leader, you know, reflecting back on a journey, I think a good leader identifies those positive things that it's a group effort rather than a single person paving the way necessarily. Yeah. So what are you currently doing in the Rotary and Rotaract space?
So this is the first year since our chartering that I have been not on the executive, but I am on the board still, doing the Director of Public Image, but also the Director of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion for our club, which is a newish role that we had, but something that we felt aligned with something that our club was passionate about and we would be silly not to have. So I've been working on things like Wear It Purple Day, things like September, again, in partnership with our president. But I've also been looking at doing things like a club census to make sure we are meeting our members' needs, but then we also know the diversity that we have and how we can then cater for that. I'm also a Rotarian because I don't have enough time, apparently.
Yeah, in your spare time.
I'm the public image director for our sponsor club as well because I sit on their board and am a member. So that's really my Rotary involvement at the moment. It's a little bit quieter than usual, but still very busy.
Look, and hopefully enjoying most, if not all, of what you're doing.
Yeah, I think for me, my passions at the moment have been the public image, but then also how that aligns with our diversity, equity, and inclusion, because I think the public image and the contemporary public image of Rotary is so, so important for capturing that diverse, inclusive aspect, which the old logos and the old image doesn't always do. So that's something I'm really enjoying at the moment. And I guess educating not only myself, the members, and also the older Rotarians about why we're doing what we're doing. So, yeah.
Amazing. And my final question for you is, what is your one piece of advice to Rotaractors, whether they're new to a club or about to think about taking on a leadership role for the next year?
My one piece of advice is to know that you're doing a wonderful thing joining a community service organisation or leading one, but it's then also important to have some self-care and balance work, social and Rotaract or Rotary together, and it's actually okay to say no and put yourself first, because I can speak from experience when I say you can't pour from an empty cup, and you should look after yourself before you want to look after other people.
And thank you so much. I really appreciate you chatting to us tonight. Where can people find out more about the Salisbury City Rotaract Club?
Yep. So we have a Facebook page and Instagram, which is Salisbury City Rotaract. You can search that anywhere. We also have a website, which is www.salisburycityrotaract.org. And we also have some information there.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Damien, for taking the time to chat to us tonight. Hopefully our listeners have learnt a little bit and are inspired to think about the diversity in their club and how they can create a truly inclusive space that everyone feels welcome.
Thank you for having me, Laura. I hope my ramblings have been useful, and I really actually do appreciate these podcasts and the education that you're providing to Australia and our Rotaract scene. So thank you.
Amazing. Well, tune into the next episode of the Chats by Rotaract Australia podcast and make sure you check us out on the Rotaract Australia socials. See you next time.
Don't forget to subscribe to Chats by Rotaract Australia on your favourite podcasting channel and like, share and comment on the RA socials.